I said I was going to talk about it, so I'm going to talk about it. Transformers had a trailer, right? But realistically, it was just the same trailer that came out before. They just added like a scene. So that's disappointing. But I did not do an episode discussing the new Transformers movie and how I feel about it. I am not happy at all. I actually happen to be a very big Beast Wars fan. I have the Optimal Optimus Transformer toy. I got it when I was younger because my parents could not find the Transmetal 2 Cheetor toy, which is what I want, and I still want. To this day, Cheetor is my favorite character growing up for Beast Wars. And when he turned Transmetal 2, oh, I just lost my goddamn mind. But I was introduced into Transformers because of Beast Wars. I did not grow up watching Transformers. I grew up watching Beast Wars. I'm a 90s kid, right? But because of that factoid, upon seeing this trailer, I have to say they don't know what the fuck they're doing. And the director that's taking part in the Transformers series is going to fuck up just as much as Michael Bay did. A similar situation happened within the Transformers Siege series in like the third season. Because in the third season, they go back in the past and then essentially they have the Autobots and the Decepticons speak to the Maximals and the Predacons. If I'm losing you, just keep listening. Soon context clues will all form together. But, I guess I should give you some type of hint. The Autobots' descendants that are in the future are called Maximals, and the Decepticons' descendants are called Predacons. These are the future iterations of these two robotic forces. They're not at war presently between the between the Maximals and the Predacons, but there is still a difference between their races, but they have evolved. It has literally been like millions of years since the Decepticon and Autobot war. So by having it to where we're now being introduced to the Beast Wars characters, when there have been literally hundreds, if like thousands of Transformers that have still yet to be shown on the big screen, is very insulting. Because the Beast Wars characters generally did their own thing. They had a far more stable concept because they dove with dealing, they basically all wound up on Earth millions of years before the Autobots and Decepticon War. They fell in the time warp portal, felt like a warp hole, wormhole or something like that, and then they wound up back in the past. And then they just still have their battle trying to figure out a way to go back to their time without disturbing too much of what it is that's going on Earth. And that's cool. For the most part, you really didn't even know that they were on Earth, but then you start getting guesses as time goes on throughout the series, and it's just so dope. But you have this weird precedent where the Transformers movies are just so focused on essentially selling a brand new car and having these dumbass action scenes that they're not understanding what it is that makes Transformers special, which is just that there's robots that can turn into cars. That's literally it. That's all that there is. It's just that. So when you miss out on that factoid, then you kind of fuck up royally when it comes to every other iteration of it, because you start doing things like that they've been currently doing within Transformers, whether it's focusing too much on like the humans aspects or having too much of like the people talking about nonsense and things that they got going on with their lives, because who gives a fuck? Nobody gives a fuck. And yet they keep doing it within these movies. Michael Bay did it because he didn't even know what it is that he was working with. He just made a movie and he kept doubling down on it to the point where it just got so overbearing that all the movies became were just these big ass commercials for either showcasing shit in China or giving a Beats pill in a brand new car to some people. It was so stupid. God, it was so stupid. But it's ridiculous that essentially now they kind of put themselves on the, like they gave themselves an out with the Bumblebee movie, which kind of set up that they can do their own little Autobots thing without the necessity of people. By having a Bumblebee movie where he essentially is doing his coming of age story for this girl and then he's kind of like doing his own thing away from her, it made absolutely no sense that you would then try to backtrack on that and then put yourself in a situation where you got another Sam Witwicky dealing with another Bumblebee. But instead of Bumblebee, it's going to be Mirage played by, what's his name, Pete Davidson, because that's what the kids really want. God damn it. And I can't help but think and look at this and go, this is such a bad move, because you're dealing with content that can just easily make you so much fucking money if you just focus on what it is that people enjoy about it. They're robots that turn into cars. God damn it. They fight each other at the cost of human life. That's it. You don't need to have the government involved in everything. You don't need to show people freaking out just because they see these robots turning into cars and then trying to understand and help them in the long run. You don't need any of that. Yet you're doing the same thing Michael Bay did to ruin this series all over again. Like I said, Bumblebee was a step in the right direction because essentially they only focused on Bumblebee. You didn't have to worry about the overall looming threat of the Decepticons versus the Autobots war, because Bumblebee was the only motherfucker that they showcased. And even still, you really had a huge major focus on the girl, making the movie, like making a lot of parts of the movie kind of forgettable. But the movie itself was very enjoyable, though, that I remember, because it was forgettable. But now, essentially, instead of just kind of doubling down and just doing more to the Transformers brand itself and building it up to where you can now mold it and shape it in the correct path, instead you have dumb shit like, ooh, gimmick. Let's add in the Beast Wars because people said they wanted to see them for a long period of time. Fucking stupid. Or another gimmick. Let's add in Hispanic people as the main cast and Black people because they want more diversity in movies. People have been asking for that. No one's asked for that. Stupid, dumb, fucking idiots. But you see what I'm saying, when clearly the idea, or really what's been plaguing Hollywood so far, of throwing in these crazy politics alongside of quick cash grabs and trying to prioritize that over the general entertainment of said subject matter, has never worked well in their favor. So to the point where they keep showing this Transformers movie trailer, and then they show the Porsche logo because that's what the Mirage car is. And honestly, I think it's an ugly fucking car. I don't care if it is silver. That's just an ugly fucking car. But they keep showing that as if it's something that's like, oh yeah, this makes me so excited for this movie. I really think that it's not going to do well. Well, I don't really know exactly how well it's going to do, but I don't think this is going to be a good movie. That's a better turn of phrase. I really am curious as to what exactly is going to happen, because if you look up the actual listings for when the movie is supposed to come out, it happens to be smack dab in the middle of the Into the Spider-Verse movie and in between the Flash movie, which just sounds fucking crazy. But you know, like, that's gonna be a good month of moviegoers for moviegoers. But for the most part, I still just find the overall lack of attentiveness or care for the subject matter just starting to get sickening. You're seeing way more profitability. Things are becoming more profitable. There you go. I did it. Things are far more profitable when they're done from someone who cares. You see this in things that basically have a fandom and a fan base and a huge backing and whatnot, and then basically a huge outcry of people actually wanting to see it be showcased within some type of media. When they make it and they stick to their guns, or they stick to what it is that's in the source material, people tend to clamor to it like crazy because it's popular for a reason. And all it is that you're just showcasing why it's popular in one media in another. And you're good. You're golden. Not because you have a different alternative to what's going on, but because it is what it is. For all my gripes on the Batman movie that came out, the Robert Pattinson one, the issues with those movies be damned, it's still a Batman movie. And as long as they keep the core concept of Batman going on, the movie did fairly well. And honestly, it justifiably deserves a sequel for sure. But much like the Joker movie, did really well. It was a wonderful movie and fantastic, fantastic movie. I've given it nothing but high praises. You could definitely check that out. Now talked about that. It's like some like a beautiful descent into madness or something like that. But it's a movie that I look at and I was like, I love this movie, regardless of what it is that I know and what I care about for Batman, because it sticks to its guns to the character. And because it was a labor of love and it was actually done very well, very poignant, and clearly from someone who cared, the movie made over $1 billion, respectively. And so it's like, if you want to sit there and be on the accolades of just constantly pumping out hit after hit after hit after hit, then hey, take your dumbass biases, put them to the side, and do this thing right. Respect its fucking authority, to coin a phrase. But seriously, to make a Transformers movie off the cuff of the Bumblebee movie, where you initially are trying to set up basically a brand new image for the Transformers, having more of a showcase of their war between the Decepticons, if that is the route you're going to take, and you wish to introduce newer Transformers that aren't really prevalent to ones that have been shown already, then you have a huge gaggle to choose from. Not the goddamn Beast Wars Transformers. That doesn't make any sense. Hell, they have them at this. They're the same size as Optimus and the rest of the Transformers, even though that the Beast Wars are technically smaller. They're very way smaller, and they actually are the same size as like regular humans because evolution, they shrunk. Because again, they're from millions of years in the future. And so because of that, it's like to not even understand or grasp that little concept alone, which is just a small little hiccup, but it just doesn't make any sense when you're seeing these giant versions of these animals running around. And it's like the point of the Transformers turning into vehicles is to blend in. What the fuck are you doing? When they did it on Beast Wars, because only thing that existed on Earth were the animals. So they just blended into the animals. Oh my goodness. Dinosaurs and all. But you seriously, you can tell that this is not done from someone who cares about Transformers. Again, this is not done by somebody who gives a damn about trying to stay true or do good by the Transformers saga. Again. And again, you're going to be laced with a bunch of subpar action movies that are good to watch one time. And then after that, you just kind of want to forget you ever saw them. Again, remember the last Michael Bay Transformers movie? They tried to introduce magic with the machines. King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table. Some of them were Transformers. God damn it. Michael Bay did that. And I went to the theaters to go see it. And that was terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. But hey, the first Transformer land on Earth was supposed to be Megatron, right? Hey, whatever. Fucking stupid. Hell, Bumblebee fought during World War II. Stupid, stupid, stupid. But all I'm trying to say is that I have absolutely no hopes for this movie whatsoever, because I do not think that they're going to do justice towards any of these characters. Like I said, Cheetor is one of my favorite characters. They're going to focus far more on the Autobots than they are the Beast, the Maximals. And realistically, that's going to be terrible. Literally the exact same thing happened within Transformers Siege when they did that on their third season. Honestly, the whole reason I tuned out of Beast Wars Siege, Transformer Siege, was because of that fact. They just made the whole Predacon and Maximal thing just stupid. And having them show up within that timeline and interfering with that war in itself just really killed that buzz. And if you know anything about the Beast Wars story, it's three seasons of a really good show that realistically was dope as shit. Even the concept of their Megatron, he's a long descendant of the original Megatron, and he basically made his own crazy zealous religion towards the teachings of Megatron, where the Maximals and Predacons can't find peace. They need to return to their old Decepticon ways. He was out of his goddamn mind, and he had a wonderful catchphrase. And if you're going to even show them and not have it, then the hell with you. But I'm going to end it there. This has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Dan the Flame. As always, good people. Hope you have fun.